Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us on another interview. Today, we are welcoming Amy Lockman. Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing well today. Thanks.
Well, good. Today's conversation is all going to be about oil-based solid lubricant, also known as micropoly. As we begin, Amy, what is oil-based solid lubricant, or better known as micropoly?
So it's really the next evolution of lubrication. Oil is a great lubricant. A lot of products are designed to run on oil lubrication, but oil is a liquid and it's difficult to hold that in one place. You can mix oil with a thickener to make grease, but that's still difficult to keep grease from dripping or being washed off. So we're taking those oils and we're mixing them with polymers. And then we cure it. And when we do that, we've made a solid polymer sponge that is full of oil. So we have a class of lubricants. They're actually plastic sponges that are over 50% oil by weight.
Now, where can micropoly be used?
So the primary use of our micropoly lubricants are as bearing lubricants. We take our customers' bearings and wash out the grease and replace it with our technology. Customers use solid lube filled bearings for three main reasons. First of all, to extend their bearing life. These kind of solid lubricants fill the bearings completely and block out contaminants. They keep those contaminants from entering the bearing. And contaminant ingression into bearings is one of the major causes of premature bearing failure. So we're able to help solve that problem. The second reason that they use these kind of lubricants is to decrease costs. It's expensive to change out a bearing. You have the labor cost of replacing that bearing, the cost of the bearing itself, and most significantly, the downtime. So filling a bearing with micropoly can make a big impact in cost savings for a company. And the third reason that people like this kind of technology and bearings is health and safety issues. People use it to decrease man hours at height or the risk of confined or enclosed spaces due to relubrication. Micropoly filled bearings don't have to be relubricated, so you don't have to send people up a crane or into a tight space to relubricate parts. But micropoly isn't just a bearing lubricant. Because it is a polymer, you can make it into useful shapes for lubrication, like a conveyor chain sprocket that's used to lubricate a chain. It's a very clean method to lubricate chains. We can make a shape that fits rails or robotics for robotics or linear motion applications. And you can also lubricate really hard to reach surfaces like the flange of an overhead crane wheel. It can also just be machined. People can buy the micropoly solid piece and machine it to any shape they want, just as a really clean method to deliver lubrication.
Now, are there different types of micropoly available?
Yes, there are. Just as no one oil is going to work everywhere, no one solid lube product is going to work everywhere. So in the food processing industry, you would use food processing oils to satisfy the H1 and H2 requirements. There are also specific formulas we recommend to go into steel mills. We have specific formulations for high temperatures or low temperatures. And we also pay attention to the loading on the bearings and making sure that we're using the right product. Not all oils can be made into a micropoly-like product. So it's not quite as simple as saying, oh, this is my oil, I want it in a solid lube form. There's a lot of chemistry that goes behind this, and not all oils are going to be compatible. But quite a few of them are, and that's part of the job of our company is to make sure that we're using the right one for the application that the customer has.
And what is the process to have micropoly installed?
Micropoly is a thermoplastic technology. It has to be installed at bearings at our facility with specialized equipment to apply the right amount of heat and pressure. I'd also like to add that this isn't a new technology. We've been doing this work for most of the major bearing manufacturers since 1986. and there are over 4 million bearings that have been filled so far. So we don't sell bearings, not our business, and we're not bearing experts, but we work with our customers to make sure that their bearings are filled with the right product.
All right, and can you give us some examples of typical applications?
Yes, happy to talk about that. So we're used in a variety of different industries. There's a company that makes potato chips, a fairly well-known company, and they were having issues with salt and seasoning getting into their bearings. And they were having failure on the line due to that. Every 6 to 8 weeks, the bearings were failing. And their downtime costs are about $25,000 an hour. Micropolyfill bearings lasted at least 18 months, and we saved them over $1.3 million in those 18 months. Then to pivot from food processing, in the steel mills were used pretty extensively. There's one steel company that shared with us that they were experiencing a high rate of bearing failure on their line scrubbers. The bearing life was about 1 week. These filled them with our solid lube, and the bearings are now lasting 1 to 3 months. The steel mill reported to us and actually published a paper that they got a 468.9% on their return on their investment. So that one kind of blew us away, that they tracked it that carefully and then actually cared enough to publish it. Pivoting again, the utility industry, there's a company that uses bearings to crush coal, and those bearings were failing every 9 months. We got them to over 10 years life, and we saved them over $3 million on that. And there's an automotive company, completely different industry here. They have overhead cranes, which are these huge cranes that move very heavy things from place to place. They were changing out their overhead crane wheels every 16 months due to excessive flange wear. So they installed solid lube to lubricate those flange, and it worked so well in eliminating flange wear that over the next 4 years, they avoided 3 complete wheel changes per crane, saving over $100,000 just on the cost of the cranes, not factoring in the downtime or the safety gains that they were able to clock due to reducing man hours at height.
Well, Amy, thank you so much. And thank you for going into a little bit of those applications. I can see that a lot of companies did benefit from just MicroPoly and the information you did provide us today. So if any of our listeners would like to get into touch with you to learn more or to speak with you directly, how could they reach out to you?
Well, they can either find me on my LinkedIn, Amy Lachman, my last name is L-A-C-H-M-A-N, or they can email me at alachman, which is A-L-A-C-H-M-A-N, at micropoly, micropoly.com.
Thank you so much for your time here today, Amy, and to our wonderful audience for tuning in as well. Follow us at Mobius Connect on LinkedIn as well, and see us on CVM Connect at www.cvmconnect.com. Talk to y'all soon.